thankfully, I had the presence of mind to... is a phrase that sadly I almost never say. Because whatever the situation, whether it be of stress, excitement, or, dare I say it, panic, I almost never have the presence of mind to do the very thing that would help me to expedite the situation, or even merely to record it. Such was the case this morning when I started to hear scratching sounds from the roof void above me. There's a slightly lowered ceiling here in the bedroom, and above it, another floor, and of course a flat above me, a fact that prohibited my plans for fitting a skylight last year. And so I presumed it was the people upstairs making the scratching noises and wondering what they could possibly be doing with their waste pipe, as it seemed to be a clattering against the plastic of the sewage waste pipe. It could have been rats or mice, but it started getting loud. And then there was a sound of falling plaster or even masonry, which sounded quite ominous. I wondered quite exactly what the... In fact, I even considered going up there and saying, "What the heck do you think you're doing, folks?" When quite unexpectedly, out popped onto my bedside table a small brown bird. And against all expectations, I couldn't identify it. Now, that's not strictly speaking true. I've never really been very good at identifying birds. Suffice it to say that it was small and brown with a fairly long tail. I don't know whether it was likely to wag its tail and thereby be a wagtail or not. It certainly didn't seem to be showing much signs of waggling its tail. So let's leave that to one side. However, I presumed it to be in a slight moment of distress itself, and I did not have the forethought to take a picture of it, so I can't accompany this little audio recording with a picture, which is a shame. I just didn't have the presence of mind to do it, as is usual. What I did manage to do was open the curtains and the double-glazed window as wide as I could, and the bird disappeared back into the roof void, but it seemed attracted by the scent of the wind or something. I don't know, can birds smell? I mean, I know birds can smell if you store them for 6 months in a saucepan that you don't normally go in, but that's a story that happened a couple of Christmases ago that I don't wish to recall. But can they smell things, as in scent the odour and smell the wind, the air? I don't know. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But it got away. Unlike most bees that have ever got in here.